broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live here on a Getaway Friday. Actually, Good Friday, April the 7th, 2023, 15 and a half minutes past the hour. Here live on a Friday night in studio tonight, the co-host is I don't really know what the shows are now. They're Wednesday and Thursday. There are programs on from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. At one time, it was called the Adam the Computer Guy Show, and there was a mid-morning coffee break at one point. But it's Adam Lepp, otherwise known as the Windpipe. Adam, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad there, Scott. Enjoying the early spring festivities on this very good Friday for broadcasting and radio frolics.
It's very nippy outside.
It's not quite as warm as it looks. It looks like it's warm because we don't have those high winds we've been getting. It's kind of hazy sun, but a little chilly, but certainly we're not going to get a blizzard anytime soon. But who knows, you know, with this Ohio weather, you might get four seasons all in one week.
Well, it could be, but you know, we'll talk about the weather in a second. I do want to let the listening audience know this is only the second week we've been back, so really the first week we've promoted it heavy on the air. 740-383-9944 is the number if you want to call in, have a question about anything. 740-383-9944. Those are the digits. Give us a buzz, and we will talk to you about anything. And it's good to know you're out there doing so. What are you doing tonight on this Getaway Friday? Friday before Easter. Now, Adam, what were Easters like when you were a child?
Kind of boring, because I don't celebrate Easter.
So. Well, as a child, you didn't celebrate?
No.
Why not? No Easter egg hunts?
I would go on those. I would go to the festivities.
Well, that's a celebration, is it not?
But not really, not really outside of the secular nature of it.
But you went on Easter egg hunt, so that's celebrating.
Yeah, it was so long ago, I don't remember, but I think so.
Did you find the eggs, or did the kids, like, knock you out? Because they get rough finding those eggs.
Yeah, eggs weren't quite as expensive back then, so I think they were a little more plentiful, and I probably found a couple of them.
I was part of an Easter egg hunt yesterday. I did not participate, but I put one on at the school. And that was the first time in a long time.
At the high school?
At the high school.
Weren't they too old for that?
No. No.
Too old for an Easter egg hunt, are you?
Kids love candy. And that was the first time in a long time that I hid eggs and did things like that. So, you know, it's very interesting to be a part of that.
You could afford eggs on a teacher's salary. That's pretty impressive.
Well, you know, eggs are expensive, and I don't know what the... have you heard the reason for this egg?
It's some chicken disease, I guess. The chicken flu.
Oh, that's all it is. So the eggs will go back down in cost.
I guess. I'm not sure. Are the chickens, like, wearing masks, or following the pandemic?
I don't know. Now, where did you hear about a chicken flu?
That's what I heard. Some chicken disease.
Oh, so that... Well, that makes sense, then.
I mean, that's what I heard. But wasn't totally sure.
Well, because I could not understand, because butter and cheese and things of that nature have not went up in cost. Yeah. So I don't understand why eggs
have. That's why the whole thing seems a little shaky to me.
Well, I don't think butter comes from chickens. I don't think cheese comes from chickens.
Yeah, well...
But that's la leche.
Yeah, that would be milk. So I guess it doesn't affect cows. But things that contain egg...
You know, you'll be a good game show host here. We'll run a Family Feud question, see what happens. You know, you never know. We'll give a prize away if we get some inference in this. Let's see which one we should do here. Talk amongst yourself at home if you're sitting tonight. And Adam, do you have anything to say?
Got a viewer of my live video. It's available on my Facebook page.
Do we know who it is?
It'll show eventually, but it just says one. And you find out, like, when you close the video. So one of my many esteemed friends, followers, and... maybe rivals.
Now, you think you have friends who are rivals?
No, it might be a rival, but it might be a friend or...
Well, see, I don't friend the rivals. Matter of fact, I thought recently I need to clean out my friends list. But I don't know half those people, so it's a problem. I don't know who anybody is.
Yeah, I like to kind of look at my list and say, who of these people are close friends, who are like business friends like you, and who are family, even if I've not seen that family member in 30 years, he or she would still count. And the other question, goodness sakes, I think Sue McGowan is watching.
Well, Sue, hello.
I think that looks like her.
Well, Sue, call in if you're out there. You know, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. And we heard people were stealing your yard sign. 740-383-9944.
Yardgate.
That's 740-383-9944. Okay, here's the question, Adam. Which one do I want to go with here?
Should I play the Family Feud music?
Yeah.
Are you my Johnny Olsen imitation?
Well, this is going to be your chance to be Richard Dawson. I know you've always wanted to be.
I'm not going
to
kiss you, though. Don't.
No, no. Well, trust me. We'll make sure that doesn't happen. There you go.
Okay.
Hit it with us.
We surveyed 100 people. Which side should... Let me do this one.
It's not the one... Don't do the one with people.
Oh, okay.
Do the other one.
Okay. Name someplace a drunk astronaut might end up landing the space shuttle.
Now, repeat it. You know, that's what game show hosts do.
Name someplace a drunk astronaut might end up landing the space shuttle. And hello, Susan. Thank you for watching. It is, in fact... Sue McGowan.
Well, does she know where a drunk astronaut might land his space shuttle?
Possibly.
Well, here we go, Sue. This is your chance.
Sue is a woman of multifaceted knowledge.
You can win something. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many answers are on the list?
Six.
Six big answers here tonight. Where might... Because I'm not going to remember this.
Name someplace a drunk astronaut might end up landing the space shuttle.
A place a drunk astronaut might end up landing the space shuttle. That's the question. Give us a buzz if you know the answer. 740-383-9944. That's a tough question in a way. It's not a Marion-themed thing.
Not really. I mean, it's Ohio-themed. We have many astronaut-type people with association.
John Glenn.
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong,
too.
Sure. Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah. So we're certainly a state associated with astronauts and...
Isn't Buzz Aldrin married to, like, a 30-year-old? Isn't there some... He's 100, and he's married to a 30-year-old?
I'm just thinking of Buzz. Let's ring the buzzer and give us an answer.
Well, all I know is I think Buzz Aldrin's married to, like, a 30-year-old.
Well,
he's 105, and he's married to a 30-year-old. That makes no sense at all.
Yeah, I wasn't quite sure. I don't know, but maybe.
Well, it's a factual thing I'm trying to give out here tonight, is that what could a 30-year-old see in 105-year-old... Buzz Aldrin. Tell me that. Money. Does he have money? I don't even think he has money.
Maybe it's like her name is Alice, and like Alice Aldrin kind of sounds nice.
Maybe she just likes pushing wheelchairs or something. I don't know. It's sad.
Yeah,
I honestly don't know, Scott. That's poor Buzz Aldrin.
Not in my wheelhouse of knowledge, but it's a fascinating factoid.
No, this is good, because a lot of times you like to do stump you. Now,
yeah,
what's your wheelhouse of knowledge?
73 to 87 music. Any genre. I mean, the hard rock, R&B, country pop. Yeah, 73. I mean, I might know a little before that, but 73 to 87. I was, let people know, I was working in broadcasting from early 81 to March of 87.
So all right.
I've played a lot of the songs, but I mean, the 70s, I was listening to WNCI, and back when radio stations played good music and had good DJs.
Now, do you remember WKRP?
Of course.
Okay. Well, that had a famous theme song. Give us a little bit of that.
Baby, if you ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living off the air in Cincinnati, WKRP.
I don't think it's living off the air. Isn't it living on the air?
Well, maybe they were off the air when...
Well, I don't think you'd want to live off the air.
Because Andy Travis wasn't the program director, because they played beautiful music and... Nobody really listened, but then once they played rock and roll, it was a hot station.
Wasn't that a good show, though? You had Venus Flytrap and Dr. Johnny Fever and Les Nessman.
Yep.
Good show.
I remember mentioned Bailey. I mean, Bailey Quarters from the show, not just, you know, we have our Bailey, but...
No, we don't have a Bailey. We had somebody who called in once who was named
right,
Bailey.
Jennifer,
God
married
bless
Burt
her heart.
Reynolds in real life.
All right, 740-383-9944. Shoot the question out there again.
Name someplace a drunk astronaut might end up landing the space shuttle.
So what we're looking for here is one of five answers of where a drunk astronaut might land a space shuttle.
Correct.
Correct. That's what we're looking for. So if you're out there drunk, flying a space shuttle, where might you land it? That's what we're looking
not
for.
Not Marion, I hope.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is this like where there'd be a helipad or something?
Well, it's a variety of answers. One is very general, but...
I mean, just can't land a space shuttle anywhere.
You gave me the... I like the other side question, but we'll get to that.
You know, when you sang there, what it reminded me of, do you remember... I'm not going to say the person that... But Sarah used to call in here, and she would sing duets with one of our past hosts.
The bus driver, Sarah?
Yeah, Sarah, our dear friend. She would call in, and she would sing duets. And sometimes I'd be in the car driving from one place to another, and she would call in, and she would sing these duets with one of our former hosts. And I think to myself, well, she's never called into my show and sang anything.
Don't know.
Has she ever done a duet with you? You're singing all the time.
I don't remember. I don't think so. When I gave her that prize and met her at the bus station, first it was like 10 below then, so we didn't really have the inclination to sing. My lips would have frozen.
But no. And
she seems like the singing type. Yeah, she's a really nice lady.
Oh, I like her. I'm just saying.
She's fun.
I don't know why they were doing duets. And there's never been a sing-off. Now, I'm not a singer, so it wouldn't happen on my show, but has there ever been a sing-off on your show?
Not really. I mean...
Let's go to the phones,
to
as
the
they
phones.
Say.
Okay, let's put the old headphones on.
Put the headphones on, Adam, so you can hear.
The volume's kind of high.
Don't knock your toupee off.
Yeah, put the volume's awfully high.
It's good over here.
Okay, just hold them like this.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, you night owls, maybe you'd landed on bars.
Bars! There you go.
You mean like a tavern? This is Ted, right?
Yeah.
You mean like a tavern or a nightclub? That's not on there, but that's a good answer. That's very appropriate because you're talking about drinking. Yes, they're feeding back, Scott, so they are kind of loud.
Bars like on Mars.
Oh, Mars.
Bars on
Can you be... Well, I'll give that to you. Another planet is number two with 15 people, so that I'll give that to you.
Okay.
I thought you said bars, but maybe it's bars on Mars.
Yeah, there you go. That'd go with the subject of astronaut.
15 people said it, number two.
Okay.
How's it doing? How's it going tonight, Ted?
Well, it's doing good. I just wanted to tune in and see what kind of show you had and what happened to Mr. Kraft. Did he go to bars tonight?
I think he got drunk tonight and didn't make it on over here. But no, he'll be back next week.
He's not landing the space shuttle, is he?
No, Sean's never been in space. But
them young ladies, I'd like to listen to that woman running for mayor come on the show, and I'd like to hear her talk.
Somebody's watching my video, and it sounds like the person that he just described.
Well, maybe we can coerce her to it, Ted. I hope so.
Yeah, okay, you guys, I'll be listening.
Thanks, bye-bye. Our dear friend Ted Jolliffe is now in the competition here tonight. Now, Sue, people want to hear from you. See, there you go.
Sue.
You know why we're getting feedback? Because you were holding the headphones on the microphone.
But it was really loud.
You gotta strap them to your ears. Yeah. You can't hold them in front of the microphone.
I'll see what I can do. I'll bring my own next time.
Well, you could just listen through here.
I'll figure it
out. Try that. 740-383-9944. That's 7403. Well, run it down here. Now, we've got one answer. Tell people what answer we've gotten and what category we're in.
Name someplace a drunk astronaut might end up landing the space shuttle. Six answers. Ted gave number two, which is another planet. He said Mars, but that's another planet.
That is another planet.
I thought he said bars, which I thought would be a good... That bar is not on there, but that's a good answer because... He was drunk, so he probably should go to a bar instead of being in space.
So the category again is...
Name someplace a drunk astronaut might end up landing the space shuttle.
You seem like you're losing a little bit of steam already.
Someplace a drunk astronaut might end up landing the space shuttle. There you go.
DJ
voice.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And so far we've got another planet. Now what planet did you emanate from, Adam? Because we know it's not Earth. There's no way.
Not Ork, like Mork.
No, but it could have been.
I mean, Earth, as far as I know.
Are you sure? Where were you born?
In a hospital.
Okay. What state?
In Germany, actually. My dad.
Oh, you're German.
My dad was in the army. It was like John McCain. It was U.S. property. My dad was in the service.
But you were not born on American soil.
Well, American property was at Army Hospital. So
but it
I'm,
was
I'm
in
a
Germany.
Naturalized citizen. Yeah, in Frankfurt.
Well, I'm not questioning your citizenship here.
Like John McCain was born in the Canal Zone on U.S. property, so I could be president because I don't want to be, but I could be because I'm a naturalized citizen.
I'll have to see your birth certificate. You will not be able to run until we see your birth certificate.
But I was born, in Frankfurt.
There's a lot of problems with that.
It was West Germany back then.
It's Let me tell you.
Regular Germany.
There's
now.
Trouble. Oh, you know what? It's baseball season. The Cubs won today. Give us a little Harry Carey. I haven't seen it in person. I've only heard it on the telephone. Now listen,
need
folks.
To get more water, Scott.
No, hold on. No, just we're okay. Here's what I want you to know. Harry Carey is a legendary baseball announcer. He was the voice of summer. And we had Harry Carey on, I believe, last week. And, of course, Harry's been dead for 25 years. So the guy I have on, I mean, he's sound. I played an audio CD of Harry Carey in my car the other day just to kind of match it up because it was a long time since I heard Harry. And, boy, this guy who calls in and does Harry Carey is very good. So, Adam, I want to hear the backstory to this because I don't think we've ever heard it. That morning, you were listening to me and Harry Carey, who's been on many, many times. And all of a sudden, you took a notion that morning that when you called in to play the game, you were going to do your Harry Carey. Now, why? Harry Carey impression.
Holy cow! Well, Scott, I thought with the beginning of baseball season, you might want to hear from Harry Carey. Holy cow!
So, did people just see that on Facebook Live?
Well, I think Susan did, and I hope that she liked it. Like, it rhymes with strike.
You know, I don't know why, but it just sounds like Harry Carey with a dislocated jaw. It sounds like Harry Carey after he's been in the bar and somebody's punched him.
Well, maybe he was landing the space shuttle.
Well, do
maybe Wrigley Field is one of the answers.
Oh, it's going to be a long night, folks. Okay, give me the category as Harry Carey.
Name some place a drunk astronaut might end up landing the space shuttle.
All right, now's your chance, folks. Holy cow, 740-383-9944. And what's the answer we have?
Another planet.
Another, okay.
Number two,
oh, that's
with
good.
15 people.
So that morning when you did that impression, what brought you to do that?
Well, you know, I like to do impersonations. Julia Child, Dr. Ruth, Howard Cosell, Richard Nixon, Jimmy Carter. But, you know, I think I do Harry Carey pretty well. A lot of people do him.
Well, yeah, but I
think he's pretty easy. He's pretty easy to do.
But I think we just got to get, it'd be okay if we got that slur out of there. You slur him for some reason.
But you're supposed to do him when he sounds drunk because people would say he was always drunk. Kind of
yeah,
like,
but he
like
wasn't
Ed
drunk.
McMahon. I mean, people would think he was always drunk.
Harry wasn't drunk. Harry was just eccentric.
Well, I'm eccentric.
He liked to pronounce people's
people are boring.
Names backwards and things of that nature.
Yeah.
It was good. So Sue is not calling in for some reason.
I don't know.
People want to hear from you, Sue. We want to know where your yard signs went. 740-383-9944.
I think the yard sign thief is the same as the dog collar thief. Could it be the same
person? I don't, well, you know, that's a sore subject.
Could
you
be.
Know what?
Could be.
I'll tell you what we'll do here. We're going to work up a psychological exam on you tonight. Because one thing I've liked, I've given many people this over the years, it's the Proust Questionnaire. Now, the Proust Questionnaire, if you don't know what this appears in the back of Vanity Fair. I believe it's Vanity Fair. Is it not Vanity Fair? Do you know anything about this? Hello, are you over there?
I know the band Vanity Fair, but not the magazine.
No, the magazine Vanity
there's
Fair.
There's a band Vanity Fair.
Anyway, this appears in the back of the magazine every month. It has for 50 years. And it's a list of questions that are supposed to tell you something psychological about the person. And it's from a Dr. Proust many years ago.
I regret coming in for this.
No, this will be fine. This doesn't hurt. No needles.
I can always decline to answer a question, right?
Huh?
I can always decline to answer.
Well, these aren't personal.
Okay,
here we go. It's the Proust Questionnaire, folks.
The personal really wouldn't be that interesting. This probably would be a lot better.
No, I think this is fascinating. I've done this with Heckle and Jekyll, Abby and Michelle, and, you know, it was fine. I've done
Michelle,
this with...
The Stuarts, Michelle?
Yep, I've done this with Ted. I've done this with Mary Ellen. I've done this with Shecky Green.
Michelle,
done it with them all.
Yeah, Michelle, no relation to Pastor Steve. From Scott, no relation to Brittany.
That's right. There's no relation in this last name game. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Fasten your seatbelt. This is going to be big. All right, what is your idea of perfect happiness?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think the American dream, you know, not really, not just getting bills paid, getting things done, you know, feeling good about yourself, having good friends.
See, that wasn't bad. Okay, number two.
Kind of boring, though.
Well, no, it's a psychological workup. Be fine.
You did it with Mary Ellen?
Yeah, I've done this with Mary Ellen.
Okay. Well, if she can do it, I can do it.
Exactly. What is your greatest fear?
Death.
Really? Death? Why death? We all get it.
That would be the end of time for me to be able to do anything.
But you won't know. Like, you could drop dead right now, and you won't know it.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen, Scott.
But you won't know. See what I mean? It doesn't. No need to fear something you don't know.
You asked for an answer.
Yeah, no, I'm just telling you. I'm trying to help you with your fear.
Okay, well, that's my answer.
Okay, death. Is there a reason that emanates? Because is there a deep psychological thing
well,
with that?
I like being alive, you know. It's...
Well, who doesn't? All right. Number three, what is the trait you most deplore in yourself?
I think just my bad people skills.
People skills.
Yeah, just that I'm not really good at reading people or, you know, knowing what people are thinking. I go about everything like it's a chemistry experiment.
You'll like this one.
Combination of my education and just my natural ability.
Which living person do you admire the most?
Living?
Living.
You think I'm going to say you, don't you?
Well, you should, but go right ahead and give us whatever answer you like.
Well. Living person. Goodness sakes.
This is a good question, but nobody's ever asked you that.
Johnny Bench?
Johnny Bench. That's who you admire the most? Why do you admire Johnny Bench?
He revolutionized the catching position. He's still around. He's still on social media. He still makes appearances. He's a good ambassador for the game. He wasn't involved in any scandals, unlike my real favorite player, Pete Rose. I mean, you know.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's not a great answer, but I'll think of one.
Johnny Bench. I would have never guessed Johnny Bench.
I'd rather put someone I haven't met. Like, I've met Marty Brenneman. He's a broadcaster, an outstanding one. But I've met him, you know. And,
well, how
you know,
can you admire somebody you don't have met?
I could knock on his door and, you know, go have coffee with him if I wanted. Probably if I wanted to. Johnny Bench, you know, he's kind of mysterious as to, you know, where he hangs his hat. So
you think Marty Brenneman...
Well, he's a broadcaster, and I really admire broadcasters.
But do you think Marty Brenneman would have coffee with you?
I don't see why not.
I think he might not.
He goes to Kroger all the time and does appearances, you know.
Well, that's good, but that's having coffee, I don't know. Phone lines are open here if you find any of this exciting. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are you doing for Easter? That's what we want to know. And we also want to know if you were drunken, where would you land your space shuttle? We've only got one answer so far. 740-383-9944. And I still don't know why Sarah does duets with everybody but you. It's sad because, you know, you're Mr. Let's Name That Tune. Here we go. What's your greatest extravagance?
My greatest... You said these questions weren't about me. You said they were kind of general.
No,
they're
general.
About me.
No, of course these are about you, but I'm just saying they're general questions.
I don't know. Greatest extravagance? I don't really have one.
So glue for your hairpiece.
I don't really have one. I don't have a hairpiece.
Well, we discussed that this morning, Mike and I.
I don't know, Scott. Can I come back to that one?
We'll come back to that one. Hold on, but be thinking about it.
I don't have a Corvette. I mean, you know, I don't have any... I never buy anything fancy for myself.
No, an extravagance is like something you get all the time. What do you buy a lot of?
Buffets.
There you go.
That's a dumb answer, but okay.
Well, no, it's an extravagance.
Okay.
Not everybody goes to the buffet every day.
I go often. I went today.
There you go. What is your current state of mind?
I'm pretty happy. It's fun to be on the air.
There you go.
Got a lot of exercise today.
Okay.
I had service call locally, which went really well. So I guess I'm pretty happy right now.
Now, this one is going to be a little difficult. What do you consider the most... See, this isn't about you. It's just your opinion. What do you consider the most overrated virtue?
So, like, the most overrated good quality that a person could have.
Well, not necessarily, because a virtue is not necessarily always a good quality. Like, honesty is a virtue, but a lot of people don't like honesty because
honesty is very important. We need more of it,
especially
in politics, Sue, so why don't you call and tell us?
People say that right up until you tell them how you really feel, and then they don't want honesty.
I don't know. I don't. I'm going to have to think about that one, Scott. It's hard to say because I think any virtue by nature, by definition, is a good thing. any good quality, why would it be overrated? It's a good quality.
Well, like I just said,
I mean, honest, you know, wealth maybe, because wealth doesn't buy happiness. I'll say that. Is that a virtue?
You think wealth is a virtue? I don't know if wealth is a virtue.
I mean, any good quality of a person, honesty can't be overrated. Honesty is great.
You know, that's fascinating, though. I had this conversation just this week with somebody about money, because this person was in a financial bind for a long, long time, and now they're not in a financial bind anymore. Now, they say they're happier, but I don't know that that brings happiness. I really don't. I think if that makes you happy, I think there's a problem. Because I think eventually you're going to be back down in the doldrums.
Well,
it's like why people like Robin Williams commit suicide. You know, he had the money to do anything he wanted to do, but his mind was not right.
Yeah. It's stressful when you owe and you're wondering if you're going to put food on the table. That puts people under stress.
It's stress, absolutely. I'm not saying money can't stress you out.
Paycheck, so.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Being rich, you know.
But that ain't going to fix your problems.
Yeah, that's money can't buy happiness. Being comfortable, you know, being middle class and paying bills, and if you want to go out, treat yourself, sure. Be responsible about it. Because I think if you have too much money, you might not be responsible.
I just never met anybody where in which money made them happy for the rest of their life. Now, I've known a lot of people who got money and it made them miserable.
Yeah.
Because people became phony around them. All of a sudden, they had all these friends who weren't really their friends. Everybody had their hand out. It was bad.
Yeah, I'll go along with that.
So, there you go. All right. On what occasion do you lie?
I mean, sometimes somebody asks, you know, do you like how I'm dressed, my hairstyle, or even how you doing, and I might say, I'm okay, even though I feel like crap.
Okay, well, there you go.
You can say crap on the air.
You can say crap.
Yeah. I mean, that's typical. You know, you just try to be cordial, and that's part of my people skills. I'm not really sure the best way to do that, so I might just say, well, I'm okay.
What do you most dislike about your appearance?
I think I could be a little trimmer.
Trimmer.
Yeah.
Trimmer.
Just.
All right.
Just be thinner and, you know, maybe a little more toned.
Think if you die at the gym. Think about that. A lot of people die at the gym. They overstress their heart.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate.
Do you know how many ambulances I see going to the YMCA?
I've never seen an ambulance at the gym I usually go to, but
are there a lot of people in there?
Yeah.
Well, there'll be one eventually. It's just you people overdo it. They don't know when to stop.
Yeah, and possibly. Well, there's responsible ways to do it, I think.
Oh, this is good. I like this one. Which living person do you most despise? Oh, see, that was an evil laugh. 740-383-9944.
A lot, Scott. I really hate that outgoing mayor of Chicago. She is just horrible. She is distraught.
The mayor of Chicago is who you despise the most?
Lori Lightbrain.
No, what's her name? Lightfoot?
Yeah.
Now, why do you hate this woman?
She has destroyed, I mean, not permanently, a great American city just with her.
Well, what did she do?
Police hating, extreme liberalism.
What did
she's very prejudiced.
Well, now, what'd she do with the police?
She hates the police.
Well, she said she hated the police?
She does. She hates the police. She's very prejudiced.
My goodness.
And I hate her. She lost. But the problem is the new mayor, Brandon Johnson, I think, is possibly worse. But seeing is believing, maybe.
Well, now you're in trouble.
I really, she's a double minority and a female, which, you know, I think is great. I thought it was great when she was elected, but she is a terrible role model. I mean, for all human beings, especially for the two minority groups she belongs to. I'm sure if I met Lori Lightfoot, you know, I probably would like her, you know, go have a beer with her or whatever. But as a mayor, as a politician, she really has done damage to a great city.
Didn't she get elected?
The home of the Cubs, Scott. I mean,
yeah, but didn't she get elected?
Yeah, well, she lost.
Yeah, but she got elected once.
Well,
she won an election.
Unfortunately, but thankfully she got kicked out of office, and I think people got tired of her.
Well, that's an interesting...
I'd say get there, but, you know, Lightfoot's worse.
Well, I don't
know. I can't. I mean, there are other people, you know, but I just think of someone. Because I think Chicago, other cities feed off of Chicago. Columbus now being the second largest city in the Midwest. I think Ohio feeds off of the largest city in this part of the country, and she's just an embarrassment.
Columbus is the second largest city in the Midwest.
Sure, you didn't know that?
Well, no, I'm trying to think what, because people consider the Midwest different things. So,
well,
so
no matter what you consider it, it's
totally, bigger than Indianapolis.
Yes, we have recently overtaken Indianapolis.
I'd like to see
city limits, not metro.
Well, I have to see the numbers on that because
you know I love geography.
Because we're talking about Chicago,
remember,
right?
Detroit,
Chicago's number one.
Well, of course, Detroit. So, Detroit used to be huge, and it's losing people. So Detroit's now smaller than Columbus. That's kind of hard to believe.
What about Cleveland?
Cleveland doesn't even have half the population of Columbus. The metro is bigger, even though Columbus metro is growing. No, the city itself, Cleveland had 950,000 people at one time. Now it's it's about 370,000.
Did anybody know that Columbus is the second largest city in the Midwest, only second to Chicago? That's very interesting. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, here's a question for you. If you were drunk and an astronaut, would you land your space shuttle in Columbus? That's the big question here.
I certainly hope not, that it wouldn't land like in my backyard or something.
All right, well, let us know. Give us your opinion, 740-383-9944. It's fascinating to me because I don't know what would be such a... When I've been to Columbus, it doesn't seem that busy.
It's spread out, and it's growing into itself. And, you know, Columbus is somewhere between... You know, it's an art center with two very arts-oriented colleges. It's the world's largest college town also, as you know, being you went to OSU. It's a tech center, but it's still growing into itself. And that's part of it.
We're going to take a call. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, old buddy. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Hello. Stars have aligned and I'm actually listening to you tonight.
I can't imagine what has happened that you are tuning us in.
Like I said, the stars aligned.
Well, I tell you, you have missed out on some fascinating stuff we've been doing here.
I know, I miss it, but
do
I have to wait.
Well, how have you been?
Well, I've been getting along. I've had back surgery, get my back fixed, and I'm slowly working my way, hopefully, back into a job.
Oh, good, good. What field do you want to be in?
I am not entirely sure what I can do, so I just have to figure it out.
Well, it'll all work out. What do you make of everything going on in the world? Anything strike you of interest?
Oh, this world is so screwed up. It just depresses me.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been very interesting as of late. You know, what do you make of the mayoral race here in Marion? Glenn Coble's running for mayor.
I did not know. I saw the signs for that Collins guy, and I wondered what happened with Schertzer in his bid for treasury, was it?
Didn't go very well. No. We had him on. He actually announced that he was not running again on this show in January.
Really? Well, it's been a long time since I listened to you.
I know.
Who is this guy, Scott? I'm sorry.
Well, this is Scott.
This is...
Scott, he listened quite a bit.
Different Scott.
Yeah, I used to listen all the time.
He called a lot. Okay. We'd have a lot of fun.
I remember now, yeah.
Yeah. Like Adam's got a touch of Alzheimer's.
There's a lot of Scots in this town.
That's okay. That's good.
Very common.
Name. We're really good.
We're all very good. But what do you make of Glenn Coble running as the Democrat for mayor, our old buddy here, Glenn Coble?
I hope he wins.
Oh, there you go. Glenn will be glad to hear that. Glenn called me.
I hope he wins. I like Glenn.
Well, Glenn called me, and he wants to come on the show next week, so I'll see if I can pencil him in for a slot. But, yeah, we've been having a lot. Did you hear about Bill Cosby being on the show again back in December?
No, sir. This is the first time first time. I listened to the station once before, but I don't think it was a Friday. And I think it was all reruns when I was listening to it.
Well, I'll tell you, we're still on here 8 to 10 every morning, and it's interesting, you know. We have a lot of guests, and the people are still playing trivia, and we're still having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. I might start listening a little more. I mean, I got a little wiggle room in my data plan, so I might start listening a little more.
I tell you, once you do it, you'll be addicted, because...
addicted when you were on the radio.
Exactly. Well, I tell you, like Lee... said he didn't have any internet, and he went out and bought a smart television, got internet at his house. Judy did the same. Our friend Ted now listens. You know, they missed it, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, but you ain't heard from Sarah.
Oh, no, we've heard from Sarah. Sarah's there every morning.
Oh, is she?
Sarah's still with us.
She's not driving the bus.
You know, I don't know how Sarah manages that. If you listen long enough tonight, you might hear from her.
It's now against the law to talk on your phone if you got it in your hand driving.
I think she only calls in when she's parked, but I think she lets us play while she's on the bus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you can use the phone mount and the Bluetooth. That's what I do. That's legal. You just can't dial it or hold it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think that that's going to be trouble for a lot of people, and if they'll pull you over for it. If it's like a seatbelt thing where they don't pull, is it a secondary violation?
It's a primary now.
Oh, it's a primary. Primary.
It's a warning for the first 6 months, but the law, it's... it's specific on what you can do. You can use the Bluetooth. You can actually swipe once. You can't write a text message. You can do a speech-to-text.
Yeah.
And you can, like, hit submit. You can basically just touch the phone one time. You can't just sit in with the phone in your hand and type a message. And I agree with that. That's dangerous. But you can when you're stopped. When you're stopped. And if it's an emergency, you can use the phone.
Have the screen, you know, you can just glance over and you can touch whatever you want. I mean, my car has that.
Well, hey, how did the back surgery go? That's pretty big surgery.
I'm still kind of figuring out what all I can do and what I can't do. And trust me, I definitely know when I do something I can't do.
Well, yeah,
I actually had rods put in my back to put my vertebrae back in place.
Ooh. Ooh. Well, how's the family doing?
Oh, we're doing great. I got two dogs now.
Two dogs?
Yeah, I had the Rottweiler when I was talking to you before and he's on the radio. I had the Rottweiler. Now I got an English Pointer to go along with the Rottweiler.
Very nice. Well, I'm glad you... If you hear anything else tonight and you're still out there listening, call back in and you probably will hear some people who you recognize. Did you just tune in?
Oh, no. I've been listening to you since you started.
Oh, good.
I had to click off of it to use the phone.
Yeah, and you heard Ted there, didn't you?
Yeah, I love Ted. I love Ted. I can't... I wish he was on... Is he ever talked again about moving to Marion and being on the radio all the time?
Oh, you mean Ted Williams? No, we have Ted. Actually, Ted Williams was here last night. We did. I did an interview with him.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed him.
Yeah. Well, you have internet. It's not up yet, but you can YouTube Ted Williams, Scott Spears in about 2 days, and you'll see the interview. You can watch the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah.
What Ted are you talking about?
Ted Jolliffe called in earlier.
Ted Jolliffe. Oh yeah, I heard Ted. Oh yeah. I heard him. Like I said, I've been listening to you since you come on.
How do you think the show's gone with Adam taking this questionnaire?
Well, I gotta tell you, I miss Angie.
You miss Angie?
I miss Angie.
Oh, there you go. Well, and I can understand that. What's that?
No. Adam's good. I had a brain cramp there. Adam's good, but I miss Angie.
No, I can understand that. I can understand. Well, you know, the thing of it is that Adam did his Harry Carey impression earlier. What'd you make of that?
He was close.
Really?
Close.
Are you sure you heard it?
Yep. Yeah, I heard it. He was not real close, but he was close.
Did it, I mean, am I wrong on this? Did it not sound like a Harry Carey with, like, a toothache?
No, it sounded like Harry Carey was only a quarter of the way in the bag and not at least half in the bag.
Well, this all came about because I had Harry Carey on, I believe it was last week when the season kicked off, and Adam went right into his impression.
He did all right. I give Adam a lot of credit. I mean, he did all right.
All right. Well, I am glad you're out there, and I hope you stay tuned in tonight and call back in.
I will be listening to you more often now, yes.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott. Good to hear from you.
Okay, buddy.
Bye-bye. Well, there you are. One of our listeners from yesteryear tuning in tonight.
Yep, good stuff.
That's what you want.
Yeah, I remember that, Scott.
Well, you didn't when he called.
Well, I couldn't place the voice.
Made us all look like morons.
No, but I remember now.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour. Well, that is just a very nice thing to hear from one of our listeners Pest. And anybody else wants to call in? 740-383-9944. All right. What were we talking about?
A little psychological.
Oh, yeah, the Pest questionnaire. All right. What talent would you most like to have?
I'd probably like to be more athletic.
What? I want to get three of these in quick here. What word or phrase do you most overuse?
Several. Let me think.
Dead air.
Well, maybe. Well.
Well. All right.
One of a few, yeah. Well.
Who or what was the greatest love of your life?
I'll decline to answer that one.
Now, what we want to know?
I can't really think.
Now, what's the first thing that came to your mind there?
Nothing.
Nothing came to your mind.
How about myself? What instance, learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all.
Ego, ego, ego.
So that's egotism. That's my answer.
All right. Let's see. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
I said I could just be more toned, have my body more toned.
What's your greatest achievement?
Just me staying in my house that I'm in currently for a long time.
All right. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 56 minutes past the hour. Call in. We'll take any questions, any comments. We'll even take your criticisms because I like a good constructive criticism. I think it's important that we get criticism.
Sure.
Because if it's always all gumdrops, then you really don't know. You know what I always say? I always say, if you're only in it when it's easy, then it ain't worth it.
Yep.
You got to go through the hard times.
That's why I like Johnny Bench, because he played on some bad teams and good teams.
Which apparently is the person you admire the most.
Yeah, I wanted to mention someone I had not met, and somebody without as much controversy. I'd met Pete Rose once or twice. Of course, he has controversy.
Did he pick your pocket?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
This is a good one.
Johnny Bench, I think, is just more, has more mystique to him, and he just was a great player, and he's still around, and he's a great ambassador for the game.
This is going to be a good one to end on this hour. If you were to die, because I know we don't want that, that's your greatest fear,
but if
you were to die and come back as a person, who would it be?
Oh, that's a... I'd like to come back as you, Scott.
Would you? I don't know if you could do it.
I don't think so. I don't think I could.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work being me.
Come back Scott Spears.
You know, it's tough. It's tough being me.
You knew I would say that.
Well, you should. My life is great. You know, you get lucky in life sometimes, and I had a lucky life. I don't know that everybody's got a lucky life.
You had a lucky life?
Oh, I have.
You're having a lucky life.
Well, I'm in the middle of it, sure. Maybe I'm still in the first quarter, I think.
Yeah.
Still three quarters to go left in this life. 740-383-9944. Okay, we got a couple minutes left here. We did Harry Carey. We did the WKRP. Oh, here's what I had a question in your wheelhouse of music. What's your wheelhouse of music again?
73 to 87.
Okay.
And sometimes before 73, but...
A song came on the radio as I was driving over, and it had to do with Blue Jeans. What was the title of that song?
Blue Jeans by David Dundas and Forever in Blue Jeans by Neil Diamond.
No.
One of the two.
No.
Those are the two songs of Blue Jeans.
No, this has Blue Jeans in the title.
Well, Forever in Blue Jeans by Neil Diamond.
That's not the one.
Put My Blue Jeans On by David Dundas. There's
Put My Blue Jeans On?
Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On by Mel
Mel that was
McDaniel.
It. That was it.
That was the most...
Mel McDaniel?
I believe that's who it was.
Is he dead?
We played that at my professional station. We played some country. So I remember that Lord Have Mercy, Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On. It was kind of a provocative lyric.
Is that provocative?
Well,
we're just talking about jeans, aren't we?
Well, tight jeans and, you know.
No, he doesn't say that.
Well, Lord have
I heard
mercy,
the whole song.
Baby's Got Her Blue Jeans On.
No. He's just talking about girls wearing jeans.
I gave you three songs with blue jeans, Scott.
But it took you the third
one
to get to one.
Blue Jean by David Bowie. That was another one.
But it took you three to get to the one.
Well, that wasn't the most common. The most common.
Well, that was the one I listened to, though.
Well,
I didn't say
fine.
Most common.
Well, I gave you the
answer. Oh, I didn't know we'd get into this kind of fight in the first hour.
The big
hit
was the one by Neil Diamond.
Yeah, but I'm saying the song was not provocative.
But I gave you an
answer. Are you sure you have the singer right?
I believe.
Who'd you say?
Mel McDaniel.
We'll have to run that through.
We'll check that.
Mel McDaniel.
I remember playing that because we played it at my station, WIGS in Governor, New York, and I liked the song. I thought it was a catchy little tune.
What did IGS stand for?
Well, spelled Wigs, but didn't really stand for anything.
All right, we're going to break. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare switch that dial. It's Friday Night Live.
Welcome to these microphones, Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal convention. Probably